outcome?
Statewide, fewer Republicans, more Democrats are voting early than Republicans. Does that send a signal to you? I mean, that people aren't behind the Republican candidates. They don't want to vote. They're skeptical, that sort of thing.
Well, statewide, we have more Democrats than Republicans. Even in Anne Arundel County, registered Democrats outnumber registered Republicans. But we expect a good turnout for this election. There's a lot of interest in it. I think folks are happy with the work over the last year. And, you know, Anne Arundel County, it's hard to remember where we were a year and a half ago because so much has happened since then. And I think folks have a vested interest in it.
I've talked to a number of Republicans in Anne Arundel County, and they say they're concerned about what happens June 25th, this campaign, particularly the campaign for a county executive, has been very heated. You know, the candidates are running ads contrasting each other, that the Republicans won't be unified and the Democrats may get control of the county executive's office. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say that that they've been contrasting ads. Our entire focus has been on my opponent's voting record. Conversely, I feel that, you know, the ads from my opponent have been very personal in nature. But as far as the party goes, you know, we'll all come together as the same party. I don't agree with some of the campaign tactics. I've, in fact, been stunned by them. But as a private citizen and new to government, I was surprised. But I will say that, you know, we're all on the same team in the end, and we'll come together as a party.
If you wake up on Wednesday of next week and find that Steve Shue is the nominee, would you support him?
Sure, of course. I mean, I came in to do the work, and for me, it's very simple. If the county, the citizens of the county want to go in a different direction, if they're not pleased with what they've seen over the last 15 months, I respect that.
What's the biggest misconception people have been raised about Laura Newman in this campaign?
Oh, that would take a long time. I mean, there have been so many false rumors that have been spread. I'm surprised at how often I meet people who think that I live in Howard County. I've lived here since 1992. That was a rumor that was spread intentionally. I've been a Republican for 20 years. I've been very active in this community and committed to serving the community.
The Shue campaign has used Governor Ehrlich, among other things, who said that she's never voted in a Republican primary. Is that true?
That is not true. I didn't vote in the last two Republican primaries, but as was reported by one of the local papers, Delegate Shue didn't vote in some of the primaries as well.
Why didn't you vote in the last two Republican primaries?
Well, I think there was a clear leader in the Republican Party. I mean, the opposition was the Democratic candidate. And in both of those elections, you know, I did vote for John Leopold in the general election. And I think in both of those... Thank you!
I'm Nolan Jeffers-White.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Oh, I love him.
That was a nice letter you sent.
Thank you.
Thank him for being
on. Oh, well, he did great work. Nice
Thank
to see you.
Mine
are down there. You'll see them on your way out.
What's that?
My two are down there. You'll see them on the way out. Take care.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
So in both of those primaries, we had a very clear leader in the Republican candidate. And, you know, I voted for him in the general and supported him. Well, I think, we were all disappointed in how that turned out. But, this is a different kind of primary this time around.
What is left to accomplish? You said you would run because if you didn't have the work done. I remember you telling me that last year. What's left to accomplish?
Well, you know, we've really just gotten started. I'm amazed at what we've done in a year, but having now been on, you know, the inside of county government for 16 months, there's just so much to do. What I walked into, of course, was 1983. And it takes time to get the county current and to upgrade our systems. But then I want to start looking to the future. I'd like Anne Arundel County to be a leader in the state of Maryland, and we have all the resources we need to be effective doing that.
The rain tax has been an issue. You've supported it, opposed. I know Delegate Shue voted for the legislation to establish the rain tax.
Correct.
But where do you stand on this? I mean,
I've been opposed to it since it first crossed my desk. In the early meetings with county council members when they were considering me as a candidate in the appointment process, it was nowhere near final. And I had the impression that this is something that the community supported, and they clearly didn't. And it's my job to, you know, speak for the community. And overall, it was overwhelming opposition to a new tax. And, you know, after 40 tax increases in 7 years, it's just simply too much.
Are you surprised that this race has gotten so personal?
I had been warned about that. I mean, my opponent's campaign manager is known as the Prince of Darkness in the media. So, well, I'm relatively new to the political side. I had been amply warned that it would get very personal and very negative, and I think it's crossed a line, candidly, that's inappropriate. But, you know, I came to do the work, and so I'm going to continue to focus on that through the very last day I'm in office.
There are dire predictions of a low turnout on Tuesday. Now, the turnout statewide for early voting has been higher than expected. Whether that translates to higher turnout on Tuesday remains to be seen. What do you say to get people to the polls?
Well, this is a particularly important election. I mean, it's time to have your voices heard. And if, you know, you want to have a role or a say in the direction of our county, you know, which has been through a lot and is now headed in the right direction, then you need to come out and vote.
Okay, Laura Newman, thank you very much.